We'll be edified here, no doubt. Trust me, we are focused here. It's you. You are our focus here. You are the reason why we are here. We are here to ensure everything about your faith is perfected. You are fully manifesting, expressing all that God has done for you. Amen. Amen. Say, I will express in the fullness all the diversity of Christ in me. Praise God. Are you ready for me, somebody? Okay, let's speak your Bible. Just open, open. You know, we started a series on Tuesday, on Wednesday, which we are going to continue today. And now, do you know, actually, before I go into that, do you know the church is not just a gathering? In fact, the church is not just a gathering. It's not just any gathering of believers. Amen. Praise God. What am I saying? The church is not just any gathering of believers. Ready to open your Bibles today. Like, the church is not, it's not just... Like, if believers are gathered, you know, according to Matthew chapter 18, say, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. You know, it's more than just two or three Christians coming together to do anything. Then it becomes the church. No, that's not why we have church. No. Oh, open your Bible to everybody. Matthew chapter 16. Now, see, I went through the Bible myself. Like, just scanned through everything. And I discovered that the word church was not used at all anywhere in the Old Testament. Now, listen to me very carefully. The word church, C-H-U-R-C-H, was not used. You won't find that word anywhere in the Old Testament. That means from, what I mean by Old Testament for now, means from Genesis to where? To Malachi, amen? In those portions which you call the Holy Scriptures, we won't find that word church written anywhere. Now, in the four gospels is what we refer to as Matthew, what? Mark, Luke, and what? John. Hope you are writing. If you have writing materials, if you don't have, don't worry. By the time you are coming back, next time you will bring Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What do you have? Spear jotter? If you have spear jotter and pen, for those who doesn't have, you can give them because they will surely need it. Amen. So I hope your iPad can jot. You can jot in your iPad. You have to jot. Amen. It's a church. Praise God. So, now, I discovered that in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you only find the word church twice. You only find that word church twice in the four Gospels. Let's look at everything. Number one, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Please, every scripture is meant to be open. So, see yourself as like you are in school. So, as you are writing, you are also opening Matthew chapter 16. Verse 18. Now I read from here. He said, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, from the clear tenses that were used here, do we have a church here, or this is a prophecy about the church? Everybody read again. Look at your Bible. Verse 18. And let's read together. I want to go. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. So at that time, do we have a church? So what is that? Is that what prophecy will be? He was talking about very soon there will be a church, and I will build it upon the revelation that you said, which is that you are Jesus, you know, the Son of the living God. Now go to Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. Say Matthew chapter 18. Those are the only two times you will find the word church. In the four Gospels, Matthew chapter 18, verse 17, I said, and if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him tell it to the heathen. I mean, let the man be unto you as an heathen or as a publican. We can also see here that actually when he was saying this, he was teaching them. No church existed here. So in the Old Testament, how many times do we have the word church? In the old Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, how many times do we have the word church? Twice. And those twice, you can actually see that it's not actually talking about a congregation that already exists. So tell you that, so with that, is it easy for you to just see that a lot of portions, the portions of the four gospel are what we call the preparation for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the preparation. It's like a welcoming. How do I put it now? Like, is it a welcome party now? Or what do you do when you are about to enter school? Is that matriculation? Yeah. Matriculation is like you are about, the church is about to start. That is why you won't find you won't say the sermon on the mount, the beatitudes, blessed are the poor, that is the height of all preaching, that is the height of Christianity. No. Amen? So that means you won't go to Matthew chapter 7 and say that when Jesus was saying, not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God. You won't say that and say, okay, he's talking hook, line, and sinker to a Christian. Praise God. Okay, now, let's move to the book of Acts of the Apostles. You know, I discovered that in the book of Acts of the Apostles alone, in that singular book alone, the word church was used 18 times. Hallelujah. No church in the Old Testament, no church in the four gospels, but in Acts of the Apostles, the word church was used how many times? 18 times alone. I will look at few of them right now. Please follow me. Read, open your Bibles. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Acts 2, verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be what? Saved. Amen. So, church actually is the gathering of the saved. And now, if you are intelligent, with what I just said, that means it seems that salvation became a reality from where? Acts of the Apostles. Hallelujah. That means, although we are not saying everything that Jesus said, that things that Jesus himself said was irrelevant or was not, it was not necessary. No, don't forget, I call it preparation, which was very essential. You know, we're going to see all these things together ourselves. Now, but this is the first time that a set of people were called church. Are you with me, somebody? Are you with me? Okay, so it's a gathering of believers. And even when an unbeliever comes into the church, certain activities take place in the church that turns that unbeliever to a believer. So church is not just a gathering of any people. It's actually a gathering of saints. Amen? Okay, for you to understand what I'm saying, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Open. So even when an unbeliever comes into our midst, for you to understand that the crusade ground is no church. Amen? What did I just say? The crusade ground is what? It's no church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 23. Don't worry if you don't come with writing materials today. The messages will be available for anyone. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 from verse 23. Are we there? Are we there? Can we take it together? Want to go? Church come together into one place and all speak with tongues. And there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers. We did not say that you are mad, 24. But if all prophesied and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judge of all. 25, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God, and report that God is in you of a, praise God. So even if the man came in unsaved, he will live out, he should live out, he should live saved, praise God. So do you all agree with me that the church is a gathering of the saints? It's not a gathering of celebrities. Saved. Okay, now, let's proceed. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Now, we are seeing the Acts of the Apostles. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Please don't forget, endeavor to open every scripture. It's very important. It's very vital. I can preach far, far faster than this, but to what intent? You have to comprehend. Acts 12, verse 5. Okay, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayers was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. So in the church is where we pray. Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Acts 13, verse 1. Now there was in the church that was in Antioch, certain prophet Antichas, as Barnabas, Simon, that was called Ninja, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, which had been brought up with Herod, Tetrarch, and Saul. Don't forget, they are in the church. Go to Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. I think this one is better that we read it together. I want you to see this yourself. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. Want to go, everybody? And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that all year they assembled together with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians. First, where? Has somebody told you before that, why people are called Christians was because they saw how they were moving, they are doing like Jesus, they are walking sanctimoniously, they are doing everything, conducting their life solely just like Jesus. So we say, these people, they are little Christ. Let's call them Christian. Is that true now? Huh? That's why it's good for you to read your Bible. That's why I intentionally showed you. Let's see it again. Read it again. Acts 11:26. Why are people called Christians? Why? Acts 11:26. One to go. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the and what? They assembled with the church and they did what? And they taught much people. And what now happened? And the disciples were called Christians first where? In Antioch. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Acts 20, verse 28. Oh, I love it. He said, take heed therefore, he's speaking to the pastor of the church of Ephesians. He said, take heed therefore unto yourself and unto the flock of God over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. To feed the what? To feed the what? Who are the church of God? Which he has purchased with what? Hallelujah. Praise God. So the church are people that have been what? Purchased. So what is the responsibility of the pastor of the church there? Look at this again. Open. Look at the Bible again. What must he do to the church? To feed the church with what? to feed the church. If I might ask you to feed the church with what? Just go to verse 32. Are you there? 32, okay, let's read together. One, two, go. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his. Again, read again. And brethren, I commend you unto God and to the word of his, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are what? So, hallelujah. So, what is the duty of the elder of the man in the church? Huh? To what? To teach. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the duty of the man is not actually to make you fatter. Amen. Praise God. You know, I may not know how to make you the best celebrity in town, but I know how to make you who God has actually made you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the work of the church. Flow with me. Are we done with Acts of the Apostles? Okay, I say we have church 18 times in Acts, but we can't look at everything. Now in the epistles. Wow. In the epistles. Epistles is what we refer to as letters. Writings of people like Paul, like Peter, like John. Thank you. Who else? James. Anybody more? Okay, let's start again. Paul, yes. Number two? Peter, yes. Three? James, yes. John, yes. Jude, yes. Yes. Who said Titus? Titus is not a book. It's Paul that wrote it to Titus. Amen. And who else? On the letter of what? Hebrews. Amen. Anonymous. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now, I thought somebody would mention Revelations. Amen. We don't call it epistles. Amen. It's revelation, it's vision. Somebody just saw a dream and wrote it down. So it needed to be interpreted perfectly. So in the epistles, funny enough, in the Old Testament that is over 70% of the whole volume of the Bible, you won't find church anywhere. The whole four Gospels, you know, Matthew has 28 chapters, right? Mark has 16 chapters. Luke has 24. And John has 21, right? It should be 21. Amen. And in all these 20 chapters, you will find church how many times? Twice. But Acts of the Apostles alone, you find church how many times? 18. And in the epistles, we found church at least 52 times. Hallelujah. Praise God. We found the word church at least 52 times. We're just going to look at, a few of them, not everything. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Please open. Just do yourself that favor. Eh? You know, we are just in church for maybe like 2 hours of the Sunday, and just one day in the week, you have to just do yourself that favor. You open. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Can we read it together? Everybody, one, two, go. No, when I say you should read your Bible, I need your mouth to open. It's church. Amen. Praise God. See, we get home today, and if you know that you are different. You know you are different. You know that, you'll be able to just quote some stuff off and yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Come on, everybody, want to go? Yeah. Hallelujah. Just a random question. Can you tell me the qualities of the church according to that verse? Yes. Number one, church are called what? They are the what? Sanctified, yes. They are called what? Saints. Number three, they call upon God. Amen. Praise God. Now let's look at another one. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Are you there? Are you there? 1 Corinthians, my wife, are you there? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Everybody want to go for this cause? Sent unto you Timotheus, which is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in. Hallelujah. Okay, flow with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 10, chapter 10, verse 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 22. Should it be 10? Verse 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32. Everybody, want to go? Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the what? Hallelujah. You know, there was a time that, very long ago, they made us to believe that Gentiles means sinners. Huh? That Jews means the born again, something like that. Can see that that's not it. Jews are Jews. Amen. If you are from the tribe of Israel, you are a Jew. If you are from Abraham, you are what? You are a Jew. Amen. If you belong to Palestine, you don't belong to Nigeria. No Nigerian is a Jew. Amen. Praise God. Unto them belong to them was written the law. To them was written priesthood belongs to them. Have you seen all those Anglican priests before? You know Anglican priests? That they dress, robe, they are just trying to copy the original Jews. Amen. Praise God. No Nigerian can be a Jew. So he said, give no offense to what? To the Jew, to the Gentile, or to the what? Church of God. That means there is Jew, there is Gentile, Church of God. I mean, don't forget, you can be a Jew and you are what? In the Church of God. And you can be a Gentile and you are what? In the Church of God. But the fact that you are a Jew does not qualify you to be the what? Church of God. Is that clear? Okay, good. Let's flow. Just start to make that distinction. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Joshua, I need your hand on your jotter. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. Please, everybody, open to this one. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 22. Are we there? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. Now we are going to read this one together. Everybody, one, two, go. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. Please write it boldly in your book. The church is not a place where we display our personas. Write it boldly. The church is not a place where we display wealth. The church is not a place where we display the finest hairstyle in town. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about priority. Do you remember I didn't know if any of you have been part of it those days, that you cannot go to church if you don't have offering. Just feel like, what am I going to do in church? Hey, I don't have offering. How will I go? In fact, some of us, if once your shoe chop small, I can't go again, no? Pastor will not do follow-up. Brother, why we not see you? Sir, see my shoe. I'm not qualified. Amen. So the church is not a status community. You are rich, thank God for you. You are poor, sorry for that. But the church is for all. You get what I just said? Yeah. Church is for all. That is why once we are here, we drop our what? Ego? Ego, Abby. Anyone you call it, we drop it. I have 5 PhD. You sit down, you learn the word. In fact, funny enough, even when I was in secondary school, my CRK teacher is the baddest man in my school. My CRK, Christian Religious Study. That's why we went down. I think there is some people that say they want to scrap it. People are now carrying blank cards. Who has CRKF before? Amen. How you got born again through CRK? Let me see your hands. Your CRK teacher taught you very well. You say, teacher, what shall I do to be saved? Who did that here? Hallelujah. Praise God. So please, note that very well. In church, we treat everybody, we value everybody with the measure of the blood of Jesus. You in church, you are as valuable as that what? Priceless blood of Jesus. Amen. Are you following me? Don't worry, it's a long message, yo. So just flow. Oh. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Say in the church. Say as I'm saying in the church. Jesus must be at the center of it all. Say it again. Say in the church. Jesus must be at the center of it all. See, if any man comes here and the first 15 minutes he was saying, well, last night I was in Oklahoma. My private jet had a minor fault, so I borrowed the private jet of TD Jakes. And from there, I first had to add a stopover in New Jersey. And then I had to now take a very long trip to Lagos. And actually, when I got to Lagos, the only jeep that is to pick me was not available. So I had to order for one Rolls Royce. That's not a church. He's preaching himself. Is that clear? You don't preach yourself! Because, so even on the natural plane, this is you boasting of Rolls Royce. Somebody is there, valued with the same blood of Jesus, redeemed the same way you are, that doesn't have keke. Sorry, keke is okay. Doesn't have a shoe. You know, for a long time, I determined in myself that I would not allow anything personal to stop me from church. Years ago, more than 10 years ago, I mean, sorry, I said 10, 15, years ago, I wasn't redeemed. I was a worker. I was a minister. At times, I will not have shoe. I will wear Dunlop to church, and with that Dunlop, I will climb the pulpit. I will give pastor microphone. I will do everything. I say I'm the most vibrant. My slippers. In fact, you can't intimidate me. I will give you word of knowledge. Praise God. Say in the church, Jesus must be at the center of it all. Yeah, so go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4 to 5. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth where? The church. Verse 5, I warn that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that you may prophesy, for greater is he that prophesy that he that speaketh with tongues, except interpret that the church might receive edifying. Should we stop here? Now go to verse 12. Everybody want to go verse 12? Even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the what? Hallelujah. That means, see, the church is actually the location of the spirituals. You know, that's what we are treating, actually, from Tuesday. The spirituals, things of the spirit. You know, if you don't speak in tongues there, don't worry. Before we leave here, it's normal. You will start flowing the things of the spirit. Why? Because you are born again. Amen? Because you are a son of God. Because God does not give you his gifts in installments. He gave you once and gave you once for all. Hallelujah. In fact, I'm not going to give you anything special. I will simply show you that he's already in you. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, now, let's continue in this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. Ephesians 1, verse 22. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Please write it clearly. The church is the body of Christ. That body, put that body in capital letter or italicize it so you can remember. The church is the body of Christ. Okay, if I say this hand is part of your body, amen? See it that way. The church is what? Part of Christ. So you think twice before you say words like, "Whoa, Jesus," and just look at his church, say, "All of you, you are, you know, those, have you heard some of those funny visions before? People that they sleep every night and they see one Jesus carrying them that, oh, I'm giving you a last chance. I want to blow one trumpet. I don't know where they saw the trumpet. Amen." So, last chance. So God said, "I want to come last year." And the church was not ready. But this year, whether the church is ready or not, I'm coming. Why not tell your hand? And whether you can play this table tennis well, very well tomorrow or not, I will cut you off. No, we don't believe the Bible. That's the point. Bible says the church is the body. You see what I'm saying? Amen. You see, Ephesians chapter 5 now. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Ephesians 5, verse 22. Oh, I love this. Ephesians 5, verse 22. Please open. Try and just open. Be reading. Eh? You will be blessed that you came for the service. Ephesians 5, verse 22. "Wife, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is what? The head of the church. And he is the Savior." Ooh, hallelujah. And he is the what? Savior. Who is the Savior of the body? So is the body meant to save himself? So who is the Savior of the body? Hallelujah. Do you understand that? No, that's just very simple, eh? This is what I just do to scripture. When I see scripture, I just receive it. Simple. Praise God. Now, flow. Verse 27. It said that he might present it to himself. A what? Who will present the church to himself? Jesus will present this church to himself. A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And that it should be holy and without what? Blemish. Amen. Praise God. Okay, look at verse 29. "For no man ever hated his own..." Unless you are what? Unless you are mad. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 29 again. I want you to read 29. Read 29 for me. Yes, read. One, two, go. "For no man..." But what? Yes. Hallelujah. Say, "I am cherished by Jesus." Hallelujah. That's strong. You understand? You are cherished. The same way you will wake up like me. No, I have one type of ear that is a natural cocoa waves. Like, I've done all I can. You spotting waves, this cream, black cream, everything. Once I finish combing it, you just cut out. Just do like again. But every day I will still do something to it. Amen. See this nice, is it punk or what do you call it? Is it afro? Amen. That, you know, you don't wait for anybody to do this for you. You do it yourself. You wake up, you take the hair to the salon, you do it, you comb it. I say, no, I will take care of this body. You went to, you go to ChopRite, your last car, you buy a perf. Come on, body spray, I must look nice. The same way the Lord cherished the body. Say, I am part of the body of Christ. See, that should deliver you from the fear of religion. That I'm part of his body. As he is, so I am today. Oh, Theo Star, Kubatatis, Orientakatsta, Papa Karakantelos Taka. You see yourself in this reality. You put yourself in this shoe, for surely that is where you are. This is your true identity. Say, reality is mine today. Say, I see reality. Okay, let's flow. We are still in the church. Oh, half our soul, Rinte, Stolia. Verse 32. No, when I say, okay, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and what? The church. You know, some people, all they know here, yeah? Some people, once their husband, their wife offends them, they will just come here, "Wife, submit your husband." Yes, you can use that, but see, what is he actually talking about? How Christ cherish the church. See, I speak concerning what? Christ and the church. Okay, let's throw Jerry. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. What do I even call this message now? Someone should give me a title. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. No messages should be having title. Yes, Colossians 1, 18. Are we all there? Okay, everybody want to go? "And he is the head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the..." Oh, "that in all things he might have what? Preeminence." Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. Philippians chapter 4, verse 16. Oh, what a wonderful name it is. Philippians 4, verse 15. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as touching, giving, and receiving, but you alone. Just write it down. The church caters for the need of the gospel. Write it down. It's sad when Christians write long letter to senators, politicians. Sir, we want to do launching. Come and help us. We are not serious. Amen. The church caters for the need of the gospel. How you be running to unbelievers? You go to them with the gospel. You go to them to get them saved. How do you run to allergy? Because you want to have fine church building. Whatever the church like this cannot do, let it remain undone. Amen. Anywhere you are, you can share the word, you can preach, you can pray together. It's enough. Say it's enough. Paul says, I know both how to abound or how to what? How to abase. Under no situation, let it not be heard. That the church is so much in need. Okay, now running to Muslims, to atheists. Some people will say, my geo. The way even Muslims like my geo. That geo is failing. I'm serious. They say, my geo. In fact, Muslims usually give to his building project. That your geo is failing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That is not a stuff for today. Vasoliara Stavante Lianva Manusta Papa. James chapter 5, verse 14. Babies, you need the children class? Please, not today. Amen. Not today. Get your children class later. Not today, not this month, not 2 months time. Nah. I can spare no one for children teacher now. James chapter 5, don't mind me. Verse 14, right? James 5, verse 14. Are you all there? James 5, verse 14, are you there? I need everybody to read this one. James 5, verse 14. Everybody, I need to read this one. Want to go? Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the... Amen. No elders, it's not people who has white beards. Amen. White beards. What else? No, they see some... They have a P. What they call that seat? Special seat. Special P, you know. Call them. They have been... People that... Church, no, like you now. Unless years to come, we still have this church. You are not an elder because you are there from the beginning. Say, I can tell you the history of this church. The first Sunday service, in fast. Yeah, this is what the pastor read. I mean, what? But that's not an elder. No, we thought elder are people who can give us story. But Bible says church is somebody that has labored what? Sorry, elder is somebody that has labored what? In word and doctrine. We'll look at that one later anyway, first Timothy. Okay, now, so flow with me. We are reading James 5, verse 14. So it says, call for the elders of the church and let them what? Pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Now, please open to this. This is the last one I will show you under the epistles. First Timothy chapter 3. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. I think I have to show you some Greek word here. Okay, but if I tarry long, everybody, your eyes on your Bible. But if I tarry long, that thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the what? Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Again, read verse 15 again. But if I tarry long, that thou, everybody read, how. Which is the church of the living God and ground. Now, the word ground and pillar there actually means the support. Both ground and pillar. It means the support of the truth. Now, this is where I'm actually going. Focus. What must the church be known for? A support, ground and pillar of what? The truth. Amen? Ground and pillar. Support for the truth. Oh, hallelujah. I love this. Ground and pillar for the truth. Now, the word truth there, please write down, everybody, write down this Greek word if you can. The word truth there is a Greek word that write it down, A-L-E-T-H-E-I-A. I spell again, A-L-E-T-H-E-I-A. Please, who can pronounce that thing? Aletheia. Doesn't sound like that in my mouth. Okay, Aletheia. Now, it means the word truth there. The meaning is something that is free from pretense. Something that is free from simulation. Truth. Meaning something free from pretense, free from simulation, free from falsehood and deceit. Not a planned work. It means facts and certainty to the greatest degree. It's not just truth, yes or no, true or false. It means a fact and a certainty towards the greatest degree. Something that is free from simulation. Who knows the meaning of simulation? Who knows? You want to simulate something. That means you want to, thank you, sir. You want to, you know, you want to, false what? Representation. That means, e.g. now, if you're a soldier, you go to war, they can simulate a war front for you here. I don't know if you have watched behind the scene of movies. Behind the scene. How many of you watch Avengers? Sorry to say, I watched that one. Have you watched the behind the scene before? Huh? You know, in the real film, that thing actually makes my wife upset at times. You know, in the real film, you will see them fighting fire. But if you see the behind the scene, you say, what? Everything is just computer graphics. Very horrible. Amen. You see somebody flying, and he's just in one place. Standing. That is simulation. The real war is Gulf War. That one is war. That one, you don't simulate that one. You fight it. Praise God. So, the word truth is not simulation. In church, we don't simulate. We don't assume. We don't pretend. When we are talking about we give word of knowledge, we don't do guesswork. I remember there was a lady I was invited to minister in a fellowship in UI Ibadan. And the lady, because she was looking for word of knowledge, she now went to some people, to their Facebook profile. Look at their Facebook profile, look at the name of their friend, of their mother, everybody from Facebook profile. Now came to the front and I said, somebody is here. Sir, you come. Your name is, the name of your mother is this. Name of your, this. Huh? And the guy, where he is? Say, God just to say, oh my God, it's Facebook. Hallelujah. Say, I've got the original. Say, I need not simulate. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, okay, he said, which is the pillar and ground of the truth. Please, the next question should be, what is the truth? The church is a ground and pillar of what? The truth. So, what is the truth? Verse 16. The same chapter, verse 16. Are you all there? Verse 16. What is the truth? Please, everybody, read this together. This is the gospel. One, two, go. And without controversy, great is the what? Mystery of who? God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believe on in the word and receive of. Hallelujah. This is what the church must be known for. So, sir, Brother Joshua, what is the truth there? Yes, sir. What is the summary of verse 16? Everything. Yes. You said Jesus. I love that. Yes, Christ died. Rose again. So what can we call that? Sir? The gospel. You are all correct. I'm looking for one word. So what do we still call that? The finished work. Yes. So what do we call that? What's the truth? The church. Yes. Church is the result. Yes.
Christ, yes, sir. The truth is the truth. Look at everything. It's a great is the mystery of God. He first said, God was manifest in the word flesh. What is that? Incarnation. Abi? Mary born child Jesus Christ. Was born, not on Christmas Day, don't mind them. So now say he was justified in the spirit. That means a lot. For Jesus to be justified in the spirit, that means he has been made sin. That means he had died the death of a sinner. Then he was now made alive in the spirit. Now say what? Sin of angels. That means he rose again. Remember when he rose again? The angels from angels were in his tomb. They were saying, is he there? Chose he has he come out? Then what is the next thing? Now say what? Preached, Abby, unto the word. And what? Received up. Believe on the word. And what? Received up. What do you call that? What is the truth? Okay, you are right now. You are all right. The truth is salvation. Hallelujah. All that Jesus did to save man is the truth. Sir, if I come to church and I start telling you that, my brother, you are wearing dark shade. I saw a vision last night that everybody is wearing dark shade. They are going to hell. That's not the truth. That's a lie. Amen. They come say, sir, you are wearing gold wristwatch. Brethren, how is he going to heaven? That's not the truth. The truth is what? All that Jesus did in his death, burial, and resurrection to save man. Now, okay, everything I've said so far, let me summarize this for you. So, the church is called church because of the activities that takes place there. Write it down. We call it church because of the activities that was take place there. That means we judge a place as a church because of the things they do. And of course, we have seen the things they do. Let us rush through them. Number one, the church is where the word of the risen Christ is preached. That verse 16 we wrote, he said, great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels. He was preached. Don't forget, he was preached. That is after the justification. He was not preached in the, he was not talking about the preaching of the incarnation. Preached here refers to the Great Commission. Believed on in the word, received up into glory. Acts 11:26. Remember that one? We read it. That is where they assembled together and they taught much people. So, a church is where the, which word? Did I say church is where the Bible is opened? No. It's where what? The words of the what? Risen Christ is preached. That's number one. Number two. Yeah, I thought I'm going to do all this in 30 minutes. Because we're actually on spirituals. Number two. The church is where the things of the spirit are taught and demonstrated. But Joshua, has your barrel died? It must not die. Should I give you my own? No. The church, because if you are not using that, I will borrow your barrel. I will give somebody else that will use it. Oh yeah. So the church is a place where what? The things of the spirit are what? Taught and demonstrated. Say demo. Say demo. The things of the spirit, we teach them and we flow in it. Now we saw that in all through 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let me just read one. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 26. 1 Corinthians 14 26 says, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation. Oh, please open this one, all of you. No, today you have to do one of this because you are born of God. Oh, hallelujah. See it again. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26. No, this is your reality. You have to see this for yourself. 14, verse 26. Yes, one, two, go. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto. Let's mention the things that I said there. Number one, at what? A psalm, Abby? A psalm is like an inspired song. At a what? A doctrine? Yes. At a what? A tongue? A what? Revelation? What? Interpretation? Hallelujah. See, you can't but have one of these in the church. Amen. Like what I'm doing right now, I'm giving you doctrine. Doctrine. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So the church is a place where the things of the Spirit are taught and demonstrated. Also, number three, the church is a place where we launch men out for ministry. Oh, hallelujah. I believe ministry, we are raised out of this place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I so much believe it. No, I'm not here to have do one abnormal geo for one. No, that's not why we are here. We are here to teach you for ministry. So you can now obey the call of God in your life. God gave you a call that I'm not aware of, but I know how to train you. Amen. So church is where what? We launch men. Remember that Acts chapter 13, verse 1. As they are fasting those t-shirts and t-shirts, Barnabas and the rest, the Holy Ghost now said unto them, separate unto me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work where I have sent them. So you don't get, listen to this, you don't get trained and commissioned for ministry from Orioke. You know what I mean? Orioke? From Mountain. Just went and walked for one biri fasting. And I said, and on the seventh day, a rabbit appeared to me. And the rabbit said, my son, God sent me to you. Eh? Say, you are going to start a ministry. It will be mighty. It will expand. Your name shall be called Bishop of the whole world. No? Where must you be launched and commissioned for ministry? Church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that should be lastly on this. Let me leave that point four. So, every other thing. Please, why I take this information right now? I say, where the word of God is what? Huh? Word of which God, risen Christ, is what? Preached. Where, number two? Things on the Spirit are what? Taught and demonstrated. Number three? Launched for what? Ministry. Okay. So every other thing we do, of course, you know, we pray in church, which is part of doctrine too. Every other thing we do in church must be to advance these three core purposes. It must not be heard that song is for entertainment. That means if I will have Brother Josh as a temporary usher for now, I use the word temporary. If I will have Mom Shalemar as a temporary choir for now, if I will have a cameraman for now, Brother Joshua, the purpose of everything you are doing must be to what? For these three core purposes. That means there is no purpose. There is no distinction outside the responsibility of the church. We must not bring comedians to the church. Okay, this man is here to make us laugh. That is not a church. See, you know, I'm not against comedy. I'm not against concert. If you need good music, come on, we go. I mean, South David, we go out. Like, go for a mega jams. Once we are back here, you know what we do? We format our brain. We wrap it. Wrap it. I beg you. Fun is, you know, if you are doing your wedding, you know, you must not invite me as your MC. Amen. You know that if you invite me as your MC to a wedding, we get everybody full with the Holy Ghost. Nobody will eat your rice. Amen. You invite a AY, what they call it, those rubbish. AY joke. AY. Those guys. AY live. You are doing like you don't know. You don't serve it. Amen. You call a white lie, you call those guys. They give you the best. Now, so spiritual, if I tell you what I want to do on my wedding day before, you will say, hey, I'm not saying that right now. So, I mean, you call them, you have a nice time, you have a birthday. No, you know, birthday is not a spiritual thing. Yeah? Do you know? That birthday is not a spiritual thing. Even though you are doing birthday, what do you do? You do it. Just do it. I'm not saying you do it. Of course, there'll be moderation because you're a Christian. But what I'm saying is that once you are in church, church is for what? The word, the things of the Spirit, and ministry. Is that clear to everybody? So it must not be held that because tomorrow I believe God will raise men here. You must not go and you are looking for good sound system for competition. You are looking for AC because the other church has AC. What's that? Amen. What's that? Church is to foster these three purposes of Christ. And I said everything I said since, to tell you that all I just said is what we stand for here. So see everything I said as my mission statement. Why we are here. Praise God. Is that clear? So if you don't see me bring commander in church, hope you understand why. If nobody comes to church and starts saying, give me a big J, justify me, he elevated me, break dance for Jesus, you know, if somebody came here today, hope you understand why. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, I'm not against drums. So if you have a drummer, I have an electric drum at home. Amen. That's not what you are saying. But everything must be for what? For the purpose. It's not, we don't drum so you can shake your bum for Jesus. No, they say, shake your bum that Jesus gave you. No, Jesus did not give you any bum. It's a mama that gave you. Sorry if I corrupted your brain small. Who did Jesus give bum here? Is bum part of your inheritance in Christ? And he gave some bums. He gave one too. No! You don't shake any bum for Jesus. He's not interested. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's all we stand for here. Amen. That's my mission statement. That's all you will see here. Amen. Here you always see the things of the Spirit. Amen. Whoever comes to the front, it will be to foster these three purposes. You will hear about evangelism. You will hear about soul winning. You will hear about ministry, edification, spiritual. You are like, it will just be like, very soon you say, Ekilosha and boys, what is wrong with these boys? Must he always be spiritual? Can't we add Shewele Jason? No, can't we add small? No. If you want to Shewele for Jesus, go on Saturday evening. Amen. Praise God. Go and entertain yourself. Catch fun. Go in church. Be serious. So the church must not be, the pastor must not be a every man person. You understand? I can't always meet, each pastor cannot meet every one of your needs. Like when you need comedy, I supply you comedy. When you need a job, I supply you a job. Okay, what if when you want to pass calculus? What if I don't know calculus? The pastor is not an all-rounder. A man that is always there. Some people are just trying to do everything. Teach you entrepreneur. We have people that can teach you better entrepreneur outside. It's not the church of the pastor. It's not the job of the pastor. Spirituals. That's why we are here. You will speak in tongues when you are tired. You will shout in prayer. Ah, wagba dua. Ha. No, Yoruba will say, wagba dua. It's wajabo ndire. You know the meaning of that? You understand, Sela? It means you will pray until you fart. Ah! You will pray. You will look at an unbeliever and say, you, this is your name. This is what you are thinking about this morning. I'm going to say, yeah. That's what we are here to do. You will see a sick man. Ah! You will say, I have been sent. I have been commissioned for a day like this. That today, the sin leaves your body. You will take it away. That's why you are here. That's why we are in church. Now they are giving us every other thing in church except the things that is necessary. No, it mustn't be done. Of course, we catch fun, we do things together, we do get together, but we know our purpose. And you know why you left your house so far away, and you are here. That is what foster the ministry of the risen Christ. See, I'm a minister of the New Testament. Hallelujah. Okay, what's the time now? Let me now go to my main message today. Praise God. 10:30. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.